And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, this is Melanie Gobert on behalf of TTELT, a program of educators worldwide. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Ocean Danish of Interlink Al-Yamama University in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and Marwa Mekni Tijani. Marwa works at Higher Institute of Applied Languages and Computer Sciences at Beja Janouba University in Tunisia. Welcome on behalf of educators worldwide.
Thank you for having us, Melanie.
Okay, what is your topic tonight?
Okay, so our topic is basically we're discussing the emergence of the new variant, I would call it, called Saudi English. So it's basically analysis of English articles in Saudi English. That is what our paper is about. That is what we're focusing on.
Okay, and how did you go about deciding to study this?
Okay, Dr. Mara, would you like to start with this part?
Yeah, actually, at the very beginning, like the rationale like behind this study, because four of us, the co-presenters, were working in the same institute. Then I was the one who left the institute later because I got promoted in my institute. So like we've seen how students misuse the articles like in writing. So Ms. Maria like collected the data through forced elicitation tasks, and the journey began from that.
Okay, and what did you find out in your study?
Yeah, in fact, we found out that Saudi, like our participants actually, Saudi students tend to overuse both articles A and the, like more than omitting them, because in the literature we have like some think that omission like is like the high like the feature of Saudi English along with substitution and overuse. In our study we found out that students overuse article A and article the. In fact they overuse the article A and they substitute also the article the. We analyzed this in the light of language interference, because in Arabic the like the definiteness, let's say, goes the definiteness sometimes it's not clear because we use al, which is like equivalent of the in definite play, like where definiteness should be used, but sometimes we use it also like while in English it should be indefinite. So probably this like made students overuse and substitute for these articles.
We had also noticed that this was an occurrence while students were not just writing, whether it was free writing or whether it was academic, but also while they speak. So it was a total and a complete production and omission as well as substitution of these two words in every context possible. Ms. Maria Zahir, who is the one who collected the data initially, she had put together a very, very interesting task, let's be honest about that, where it was something that even sometimes, if you know, as teachers, we're not careful, we might just overlook it. But then if you see it properly from the side of students, especially Saudi students, you can clearly see that there was an overuse and there were omissions. There were a couple of instances where it was very obvious that the was not even required. But if you think it from the side of communication purposes, they might just produce it. And while we were trying to collect data and trying to analyze whatever we could, we did see a pattern emerging where there was a lot more of the initially, and then there were sometimes, again, depending on how many years of experience a student had studying the language, that they somehow were able to differentiate between the use of the and a, But again, the majority was that there was an overuse. Some omissions, definitely a few substitutions, but quite a bit of overuse. And that's what really got us, you know, to put together the whole study, because this is not just that something that we see regularly in our classes, but then when you actually start to collect data, you can see a pattern emerging, which kind of helps teachers understand where the thought process is coming from.
Yeah, so actually, based on the studies, we found like the three features of misuse, omission, overuse, and substitution. And we found the kind of negative correlation between years of experience and these patterns. The negative correlation was significant more like for substitution and overuse more than omission. And as I, like I said before, like also this is something that we can notice also as Arabic speakers, because of the L that we use instead of earned, instead of the, actually, the students tend to transfer that knowledge to English.
Okay, so how many, you collected, all the data you collected was from written English, not from spoken English?
Yeah, it was first elicitation task.
Okay, and how many samples did you have? How many participants did you have?
55.
Males and females or only?
Females. Yes.
Okay. And so what were some of the other things that you found? I mean, because in English, we also don't use articles a lot, you know, when we talk about things in general, milk, horses.
Yes, the thing is that this time, because we knew what exactly we were looking for, the task was created around in such a way where only certain articles were supposed to be used in certain contexts. Yes, we don't always use, you know, articles if you're just talking about it, if you think of it. But knowing that there's speakers of another language, I won't say it was an easier way to produce it, but the task was very focused. So we knew what exactly we were looking for.
Can you give me some examples of the task?
Marwa, do you remember any? One was, I think it was...
Actually, they were kind of dialogues and they have to write the R and the, like in the blank. So just like it, kind of similar to the usual grammar, like kind of activities that we give students.
Okay, and so what do you think this says about the Saudi variety of English compared to other varieties or compared to standard English?
Could you repeat the question, please? Because I couldn't
hear. What do you think this says about the Saudi standard of English in comparison to standard English?
Yeah, because normally standard English, we know that, like, for example, the should be when we need definiteness, when it is like indefinite. However, here when they substitute or they overuse, especially as you said, when we say probably also proper noun or like where we don't need the as like the standard English, Saudi English, or the feature of Saudi English is that we kind of include these articles, whether it is definite or indefinite. So,
okay. So for me, I think like articles for Arabic speakers are one of the hardest things to master in the language and the written language, but not so much the spoken language.
Yeah, because for us, the first elicitation task was like writing task. It wasn't a spoken task. So students were provided with three tasks and they have to, sometimes they have like put the article, or like you have the option whether to put on the or you put like the null sign. So here, as Ocean said before, like the idea probably began or was initiated by Ms. Maria Zahir, who noticed this and collected the data for that. So it is a kind of difficult, as I said, because part of transfer or language interference, it's a negative transfer, if we want to say, from L1 to L2.
Okay, so what do you think, what are the practical implications of this? What should teachers do, or what should teachers be aware of?
Personally, I think rising the students' awareness, so they know that this is like future of Saudi Arabic, or even Standard Arabic, pretty much the same thing. So the rule applies for both MSI or SI or Saudi Arabic. When we explain this to students, so through explicit instruction, I think, also with help when we explain, when we give them feedback, if they make like mistakes, if we give them the right feedback during the right time, this could help probably mastering standard English more. If we want to take it from sociolinguistics perspective, this could be just like, it's like we should tolerate this as long as communication is maintained. So here, part of, that's why we have the cashless circles, okay? So part of, this is a kind of expanding variety. So it's not a big deal if this does not hinder communication or does not, if the ideas are clear, so why not?
Okay, Ocean, do you have anything you want to add?
Yes, like Dr. Marwa said, if you look at it from a social linguistics perspective, it is that as long as it's not hindering any form of communication, verbal communication, it's fine. But if you look at it from the side of an academia, from the academic purpose, it is something that does interfere with what students produce. Again, like Dr. Marwa pointed out, if as teachers we're able to provide appropriate feedback to the students, where they understand right at the beginning that there are a couple of things that they're supposed to, do and not do, omit and not omit, and add and not add. I think that is where the students are able to see it from the right very beginning. Yes, there are lots of times where we say that, you know, grammar is not always what we need in class. For sure, I understand and I agree with that. But when there's certain, certain articles when we're teaching or certain things, everything does not have to be based completely on grammar in a way that the students feel overwhelmed, but it should be shown to them in a way that they're able to comprehend what is being told. So appropriate feedback from the side of the teacher, I think that can really, really make a difference, a huge difference, I would say. And coming back to the fact, sorry, I'm cutting you off, but coming back to the fact that as long as it does not hinder any kind of verbal communication, I think we're okay because, when it's written, you can still reread and correct yourself, or somebody could proofread it for you. That's what happens normally. But the main aim here is that the students should receive appropriate feedback from teachers at the right time.
Okay, thank you very much, Ocean and Marwa. I really appreciate you joining me on today's TTELT podcast, a program of educators worldwide. I'd like to thank you both very much for your time. This has been your host, Melanie Gobert. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by educators worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.